The SBAC stands for the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium, a group of 24 states. And last year, hundreds of schools, including many in the Northwest, got their first taste of what the new test is like. Seventh graders at Lakes Magnet Middle School in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, filed into the computer lab in the school's library for the test.
This whole thing was full. In fact, I think we even had computers on this side. It was a big room. There's a lot of clicking going on.
Ryan Gillespie is a math coach for the district. And this new test, Gillespie said, had been talked about for years.
I mean, it was almost becoming lore. This new test was going to be super, very difficult. And we were just excited to see if the myths were true.
Now, the pilot didn't go off without a hitch. The online test was sluggish at times. The dragging and highlighting functions didn't work so well. But Gillespie says the questions themselves were noticeably different. Here's an example. In the past, students might be given an equation.
You know, 3x plus 1 equals 9.
And asked to solve for x.
And the kids go, okay, do a minus 1 here and a minus 1 there.
Divide both sides by 3, and x equals 2 and 2/3. Are you following this?
So it's an if I do this, then I do this, then I circle my answer, and I'm done.
But, he says, the student might not understand what that 2 2/3 means or why it's x. On the SBAC, Gillespie says kids might still have to solve for x, but they were also asked questions like this.
Here's the equation, 3x plus 1 equals 9, and here's 5 different real-world scenarios. Which of these 5 scenarios could be modeled using this equation? So kids have to understand that mathematical sentence, that language, understand conceptually what it means, and it was something we've never been evaluated on.
The SBAC is designed to accomplish something that parents and teachers have long sought, an assessment aimed at measuring critical thinking. The test includes multiple choice questions, but also more complex performance tasks, where students have to take in information and give a long-form answer. Schools will be able to see how they stack up to other states and track year-to-year student growth from grade 3 on. Mike Nelson is the director of curriculum and assessment for the Coeur d'Alene School District. He says parents may see proficiency levels go down at first because students are being asked to clear a higher bar.
In my history as an assessment guy, this is a much different test than what we've seen before. And it's a better test. We want kids, yes, that have requisite knowledge, but we want them to be able to apply and use this information for their betterment.
The test is tied to the new, more rigorous Common Core standards in math, reading, and writing that most states have adopted. Those standards have proven contentious among some parents and politicians. But among educators, it's not the standards, it's the tests that are more controversial. At a recent hearing in the Idaho legislature, Bruce Cook, a curriculum director from Rexburg, Idaho, said kids as young as 8 and 9 may not have the computer skills to take the SBAC.
We have had to put money and time into keyboarding. We didn't have a keyboarding program for 3rd and 4th graders. I don't know that most schools did, but we surely didn't.
One poll found only 27% of teachers in Idaho support the SBAC. Some schools say the test is just too hard and too long. The SBAC isn't timed, but it's expected to range from 6 hours in total for elementary schoolers up to 7.5 hours for older students. Kansas dropped out of the Smarter Balance Consortium late last year to create its own test. Alaska plans to follow, and there are rumblings about doing the same in Idaho. Education researcher Amy Roth McDuffie says the biggest problem isn't about the SBAC itself or any test aligned to the Common Core standards. It's how much value teachers, districts, and even the state put on the test. McDuffie teaches at Washington State University. Last year, she co-authored a report based on surveys of middle school math teachers. It found most teachers plan to use the test as a guide for classroom instruction, in part because the test weighs so heavily on teachers' own evaluations.
My concerns then are if the focus so much from teachers is on seeing the test, and it's understandable that they take that stance, then are we really aiming to teach to the Common Core, or are we teaching to a test and what can easily be tested?
McDuffie worries the Common Core standards states have crafted so carefully could ultimately be less important than a single test. But Ryan Gillespie, the math instructor in Coeur d'Alene, has a different view of it. He says teaching to this test, if that's what happens, wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.
Math has always been something that's much more dynamic to me than just memorizing procedures. And so when I was watching this test and I was seeing what kids were having to do, to me I was thrilled because it was the questions were requiring kids to use the skills that why I got into math in the first place.
This spring, teachers and students across the Northwest will get to experience the full test for the first time. Schools are running a field test of the SBAC, a kind of test of the test. And for this year only, the results won't count. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.